That red-headed Reba.
It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Wednesday brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, tonight, CMA Awards will next go to our special correspondent on the red carpet, supposedly. CMA Awards tonight, 7 o'clock, ABC. And tonight, your host will be one. She's got a heart like a truck. She's got the stage to herself, Lainey Wilson.
Ooh, she's getting married, too.
Yeah, there you go. Parasocial, right? We feel like we're so close, right?
We weren't invited to her wedding. Rude, December 27th, River Ranch, KBNL, tying the knot.
There you go. Everyone Lainey invited. Wilson is your host, and she will be the first female host of the CMA Awards in 34 years. Only Dolly Parton and Reba McEntire have held that role all to themselves in the history of the CMA Awards. And it's been a while. Last one to do it was Reba. Way back. Yeah, 1991. Their 25th year.
Live from the stage of the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee, the 25th Annual Awards of the Country Music Association, celebrating a quarter century of the very best in country music.
Thank you very much.
Here's Reba.
I'm very glad that you're here to be a part of our 25th anniversary celebration. And I'm very proud to welcome two country music fans who are very special guests here in the Grand Ole Opry House tonight.
This is cool.
The President of the United States and Mrs. George Bush.
Wow.
Yeah, this was the first ever appearance by a U.S. president there at the CMAs or the ACMs. So he was in the house, Bush Sr. and Barr. And Reba was your host. And that night, which, by the way, took place, as she said, their Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville, October 2nd of 1991. So they have progressively throughout the years moved it later and later and later. And here we are mid-November.
International Men's Day.
But you're okay. Your winners of the night were Vocal Duo of the Year, The Judds.
Ooh, I remember that.
New Artist Horizon Award winner, some guy named Travis Tritt.
Oh, look at you go.
Song of the Year, When I Call Your Name, Vince Gill. Tanya Tucker was your female vocalist. Vince Gill, your male vocalist of the year. But the night belonged to Garth Brooks.
Yeah, baby.
Who won four that evening, including Single of the Year. I mean, how could you not give it to this one? It was one of the biggest songs
loud,
in history.
Right?
And, of course, one of his many entertainers of the year.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots.